City Manager of Beloit is with us. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. So can you answer that question? What's the weirdest or coolest thing that you've attended or willing to spend money to attend?
Well, yeah, I really couldn't. I mean, I'd have
a
to
city
be
a council meeting.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, sometimes it's the weirdest. Yeah, it'd probably be more of a future spend the money on, but, you know, probably some sort of a national championship college football. I think it'd be really fun. You know, if you could ever afford it, but never gotten to do anything like that.
If the Iowa Hawkeyes ever would make it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, ever.
That'd be on the bucket list, and that would
the girls. You know, I guess I could have gone and watched that, but
what's that?
It said the girls basketball.
Well, that's right.
They did pretty good.
They did very
championship
good.
Game. Yeah,
that's true. You missed your opportunity. Opportunity there. But Caitlin Clark's back next year, so maybe they'll make it back. All right, so a lot of things have changed since the last time that you and I've talked here, and because Jason had been doing this for a while, and then a lot of things have changed even since the last time Jason had you here on Waterside Wake Up, and that is that you are changing positions, and there will be an opening for the city manager of Beloit. We did a story on this when it happened, of course, and posted the press release online, and we've talked to the mayor of Beloit, and he says, good riddance, thank God you're gone. I'm kidding, I'm joking. Yeah. Just how did this come about in regards to making this change for you right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I really enjoyed my time with Beloit. It's one of those bittersweet moments, you know, a lot of good things going on, a lot of challenges still, like every organization and community. So it's a great position, and hopefully, or not hopefully, you know, we'll find the right fit and the right replacement and make those things happen. And you know, just kind of like I said, life happens, you know, so there's new opportunities, and sometimes they're a good fit. And so I'm excited about that next chapter, but also, you know, it's like I said, it's bittersweet to leave where you're at right now, because the community's been really great. I really enjoyed Beloit, and that's the best part about the whole thing, is I get to stay in Beloit, so that's pretty exciting.
6.5 years as city manager, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. 6.5 years.
Does it seem like 6.5 years?
You know, it is. Yeah, it's kind of shocking sometimes to think, you know, it's not that long, you know, in the scheme of things. In our profession, it's probably about 2.5 years longer than what most city managers.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they move a lot, you know, and it's tough in that regard. But, you know, it's one of those that, you know, before I wasn't traditionally a city manager in my community. As mayor, I served a pretty big role in that regard, because we were growing so quickly in Iowa there, as I was kind of a banker in my actual profession. And so, you know, tabulating that, I was on council for 2 years and mayor for 6 years there. So that was eight. And then for almost 15 years, you know, and I think that's where, you know, it takes a lot of bandwidth to do these types of positions, which is really great. It's challenging, and there's a lot of variety and exciting projects, challenges, of course. And so you know, I kind of look at that as the summation of it all, and it has been a great chapter, and maybe something I'll revisit in the future. But you know, it's definitely been you look back, and there's a lot of great things that happened, and you got to be a part of, and it wouldn't happen without the communities that you're involved with and the staff that you have, and been fortunate to have great governing bodies, which, you know, care about their community and want to see things improve and try to get better. So, but it's also, it gets to be a lot, you know, so that's part of it, is it's like, oh, that's you're kind of always on, you know, and in these types of roles, that's part of the challenge and part of the what you sign up for, you know, but you're kind of always available, and it's you care about the position, you care about the community, so it gets to be, after a while, you're a little bit fatigued, you know. But it's been great the whole time I've been here, I'll always be excited that I did it.
And we'll talk more about your future plans here in just a little bit. But for the city of Beloit, how do they move forward? I know they're having a meeting. They have a meeting tonight, or was it last Wednesday?
Well, last Wednesday, next
and
Wednesday.
This Wednesday, they'll be discussing more of this. But how does this kind of work? I mean, in regards to, one, of course, you're trying to find somebody to replace you, and that'll be big shoes to fill, because you've done a wonderful job in your 6.5 years. But how do they normally go about this? I know the mayor, Tom Noss, was talking about, you know, it would be great if we could kind of have the same search firm or whatever that they used before, and so forth and so on.
So, that's the kind of, I think you talked to him right before the council met, so I'm sure he was a little bit close to the vest at that point. But the council did move to engage the same recruiting firm that did the last process. And I think the good thing about their process processes. It's very professional and thorough, you know, and if you've ever been through something like that, you know, there's good ways to do it and there's not good ways to do it. So this outfit, and they're a very small shop, you know, they've got a lot of connections to Kansas and they're based out of Colorado technically, but I mean, they've placed majority of their placements are in Kansas. I think they've done 15 or 17 in the last 10 years, you know, so familiar with their process. They have a really good, thorough process. They build up a profile of the community. They talk with department heads and employees. They talk with citizens, you know, and then have a really good process as far as the interview and the background checks and the references. I mean, I remember they interviewed my references for 45 minutes, you know, so they're really thorough in that way. So we're hoping, you know, it's challenging out there, just like every job market. You know, folks aren't just falling off the trees, but I think that I go back to, and I've kind of said this several times, is of course it's just like everything. You know, we like to complain about our jobs or complain about this. That's just human nature. When really in reality, we're most of the time pretty happy and satisfied. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with our governing body. Of course, we like to, it's the council. We don't really, it's kind of faceless, but you know, you start talking about who's on there. We have a really good governing body and a stable governing body. Again, being around it for the last 15 years, so that helps a lot, you know. So they have a certain expectation and a certain thing they're going to be looking for, and you know, some areas that may be more important than the profile I brought. And that's a benefit of sometimes of changes, is you get somebody that has a different set of talents and a different way of doing things to maybe do some things differently or better than the way I could do it, you know. And I think that's the opportunity. But so basically, they've engaged this outfit. They're gonna kind of start that process next Wednesday, and they have kind of a timeline. And hopefully, if we're lucky, that person will be in place, you know, first of September, end of August. So seems like a long process, but it's a thorough process. And I think the council, they also wanted to jump on it right away. You know, there's a little bit of a lag or lull the last time, and I think they want to. There's a lot of things coming, a lot of things going on right now, and different things. So they want to make sure they get right on it.
And then how do things work then with you taking your new position with Rolling Hills? Like I said, we'll get to that in a moment. But then the gap in between May 19th is your last day, and then as you said, they would like to have somebody there August, September. How do they fill that gap there for a few months?
Yeah, I think it's going to be similar to what they did before. You know, last time they were without for about 3 months, and they brought in an intern person, as it took them a little while to get about 3 months to get going, which is just, not the nice thing is we have a governing body that's been around for a little while, so they kind of remember that process. So we're going to be a little bit more agile this time. And so it's really going to be just kind of a team effort between our city clerk and the mayor. Mm-hmm. And again, he's run organizations. He's been involved. We have good department heads our city attorney to kind of help. They're each going to kind of handle different parts of the issues. Yeah. The city clerk will be more of the continue to do with the budget and reports and grants and just the normal, functions. And then Mayor Tom can kind of help with some of the department heads and maybe larger purchases and kind of game planning, that stuff. Is there always are things that are coming up and we're talking about, so they'll just talk about it with him, and then probably with the citizens, Tom and Katie will kind of team that, or employee issues, etc. So we tried to say, hey, what's the better way to do that? Do you bring in an interim? And that doesn't mean that's off the table completely, then you got to get that person up to speed, get them trained, and it's actually a kind of a burden on staff to do that for that short window, So they kind of thought, hey, it's going to be a burden either way, so let's focus that on the actual work as opposed to, trying to do it that way. So.
Absolutely. Jason Raby is city manager of Beloit. Will be until May 19th, his final day, and he's our guest, as he is at the end of every month, but that will change, obviously. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. So what are some of the things that you're trying to wrap up, or what are some of the projects that are going to carry over that for the city of Beloit? What are the top things of mind here with your last visit with us?
Well, I think that, it goes without saying, and this will be on the recruitment profile that we're trying to build. The main one, and I know we've talked this to death, is the water plant.
Pipeline. Water? Yeah, I miss these conversations so much.
And the exciting thing is, for example, it's been on KDHE's desk since December 31st, kind of the final plan to actually finally go out to bid. So, we were getting close, and that's what's the one disappointing part is I really wanted to see that through.
Yeah.
But, Unfortunately, that process, going through those regulations, I couldn't necessarily control the speed of that. You know, we were quick, we responded as quickly as we could. So this is just an example. We've got that on our desk December 31st, and we heard back today, or yesterday, you know, April 26th.
Yeah.
So, you know, so anyways, it's exciting. It was 29 pages of comments. So that just shows you the you know, the size and scope of this thing. So I believe the engineering report we put on their desk was pushing 1,000 pages, if I remember right, you know, 500 to 1,000. And so they gave us 29 pages of comments. So those are things that we'll be working through even up to May 19th. And that'll be a huge pressing thing. You know, the pipeline and the water plant, we got a lot of the table set, but now it's just the execution and getting it out for bid and probably finding some more grant dollars, because of course things have changed drastically in 3 or 4 years. So that'll be a big one. You know, drainage projects, we have one going, and that's a multi-phase portion of that. Of course, it hasn't rained, so you kind of feel like Noah and Noah's Ark right now.
Right.
But anyways, that's a pressing one. Some street projects, again, we have them on the shelf. They're ready to go. Obviously, costs and the interest rates have kind of pushed those on the back burner for a little bit. We have put in for grants on that. So maybe we'll get some good answers there. And so those will be ready to be executed as soon as we're in a financial position and we feel comfortable doing it. So that's what's nice. They're on the shelf and they're ready to go, you know, and from the design work. So so those are some of the bigger pressing things. You know, our sewer plant will need an upgrade here in a couple of years. And not necessarily a replacement, but just it's been online for a little over 30 years. So it's due for some changes to meet some compliance issues. And that's kind of been known. And we have, an engineering plan and ready to go for that. So those are the main really big projects, and then there's just a lot of smaller projects that are always on the docket that staff's aware of, and they will continue to push forward on those.
Is there anything else in regards to the sports complex? I know you and I've talked about this many times. We obviously there's been a lot of changes there, putting the new field in there, and then having to make a parking lot where the old Pee Wee Field was.
I think that, you know, again, the plan's there, you know, it's open for interpretation. You know, at least we got to a stable point where there's bathrooms and things work, and I think parking's improved. We're going to see that Friday, you know, for the relays, and seeing it for a lot of events. It's some growing pains and some adjustments, but I think the demand's there. You know, for example, our peewee baseball, et cetera, and the softball, I mean, it's the biggest numbers they've had in a lot of years, you know, so that continues to grow. And if anybody ever has a question, if we need something like that, just I'll show you the calendar and the challenges that come with it. And the benefit of the one that we did was, you know, for a fraction of the cost, you know, it's probably a $600,000 field that we probably did for 20% of that, you know, and a lot of that, you know, like the backstop, I always tell people, that came out of the North Campus tunnels. Those are reused, you know, conduit from who knows when those were put in. So not to say we can do that again, because we kind of used up some of that stuff, but those are great things. So those are quality of life amenities. And I think we talk about employment challenges and attracting people here. Mm-hmm. You know, we're competing with the Clay Centers, and even the Salinas and the Abilene's and Russell, et cetera, the world. And you know, when we're trying to recruit somebody here from Kansas City or Des Moines or wherever it is, they know it's not going to be that,
right?
But they also don't want it to be a sandlot, you know, or no sidewalks or no trails or a nice gym at the municipal building, you know, those types of things that hopefully we can get it done cheap, which we've been able to, but people still want that type of thing. So.
And of course, water park. And speaking of that, Memorial Day weekend. And
yep, it's opening.
You got more lifeguard. Like my son's was a lifeguard last year, and now all of a sudden there's a whole bunch more lifeguards.
Yep.
I said, well, guess what? You might have more flexibility on your schedule.
Yes, really excited about that. We kind of took that challenge on, and you know, like I said, the whole time the last couple of years, it's tough industry wide. You know, and you look across America, you just Google that pools. I saw emails yesterday, you know, how young do you start lifeguards? Well, you can only go so young, you know.
Right.
We got a lot of great returning guards and a whole crop of new ones. I think with the pandemic, you know, that's what kind of, well, there's a lot of uncertainty there. So that's when we kind of lost some of those kids and molded them. Which is great. They get sucked in with some other employers. Mm-hmm. And that's, I hope they stay loyal to them and keep going. So we got a great crop. And so I think that's going to allow us to bring back some programming that we haven't had for a couple of years. So we appreciate everybody's patience, you know, but also kudos to the guards and staff that we've had over the years that have kept that that thing going, because it's been really challenging. So, but yeah, we'll have swimming lessons back. A lot of hopefully, if you want to pool party, talk to Lynn Miller and get that scheduled, because I'm sure it's going to fill up. But we haven't been able to have those very much the last couple of years, but we'll be able to pull those off quite a bit. Family swim nights again. So really excited. And I think they're going to start filling that thing up here in another week or two. So, and shooting for, knock on wood, there's no major issues with it. Memorial Day weekend. So
one more thing to get back to, replacing you as a city manager of Beloit, since you're taking a different position, and how important is it? You've seen it and you've been actively involved with many things, you and your whole family. And I know when I was talking with Mayor Nas in his office after he woke up from his nap, it's too easy. I had to get it in there. Sorry, Tom. We were talking a little bit about, obviously, it's important for the person that is the city manager of Beloit, at least he felt this, and I think the council does too, to be involved, to be actively involved, not to just kind of be here as, okay, I'm here, I do this, and then I'm gone. Having kids, having a family, or at least being connected to the community is pretty important. Obviously, there's many, many more important things that are important to the position, but how important is that?
Yeah, I think it's really important, because I think it's really a self-incentivization, because it makes your job easier, I think. So that's kind of the MO I've operated with even prior to this, even serving as a mayor before, is that, you're in a position where it's really easy to sit back and think, oh, why'd they do that, or that's dumb, or they don't know the full story. So it's easy to think that, and I've probably been there too, And so the more I can get connected and get to know people, hopefully then they think, okay, I don't agree with that, but I do know Jason. So, okay,
I respect that.
Where's more story, or can I talk to him, or can I understand? And again, I'm not perfect and never will claim to be, so I've obviously made the mistakes in that arena. But I think that's my advice to the next person, is that, get involved. I think that's what the council wants. That's the way the council is. Get involved with them. Get involved with the community. That's the best way to learn, and that's the best way to know and to build those relationships. Pretty much any job is really relationships. So I think that that'll be one of the important things that the council will consider when they're going after the next person.
All right. So tell us about your new gig. Tell us about your new gig.
Sure. Well, I'm really excited to be the next general manager of Rolling Hills Electric Cooperative. And, they serve nine counties here in north central Kansas. And actually, from a geographic standpoint, one of the larger cooperatives in that standpoint. I think they moved to Beloit in 2016. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing is fill in some big shoes, So their current GM is Doug Jackson, and been there for decades, and so
41 years.
Yeah, involved 41 years. Yeah, he was telling me some of his stories and when he came on and kind of some of the changes that he's seen. And I think that's setting the table even for more changes that the electric world is going to see, and obviously it's a challenge both from a municipal standpoint, which, Beloit has a utility, and from the cooperative standpoint. So there'll be a lot of challenges, but I'm excited to roll up my sleeves and learn more about the, focus on that industry and learn and learn from Doug during this transition time as best I can. It's a great organization in our area, just like a lot of the organizations. Beloit, I think, is fortunate to have their headquarters here, so we want to continue to be that place and a good place to work and a leading utility or cooperative in our state. It'll be real challenging, just like any job. When you start something, you're like, can't wait for 6 months from now when you feel like you kind of have it figured out. So right now it's kind of a whirlwind, because I want to make sure that Beloit and the way I leave that is in a good position. Mm-hmm. Tying off all the loose ends that I can. So haven't really been able to fully think about that next step, but I'm excited about it nonetheless.
When's your first day there?
So that'll be June 1st.
So May 19th, your last day. So you have about a two-week window to just, catch up on your sleep or go on a trip, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I kind of.
You're probably coaching baseball, which you're probably doing.
Probably, which is okay.
Yeah, sure.
That's not stressful.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
no.
I kind of did some reading on that, because it was a real challenge and a struggle for me to even want to make that change. I don't like to tell people that, I'm leaving or stepping down or anything like that. It wasn't something I was excited about. So, but I'm excited about the opportunity. So I did some reading on that and kind of those feelings, and they kind of like, well, it's kind of like the stages of grief. So I was like, okay, well, that's why I feel this way. And then the next, thing was like, don't start Friday and then start the next job on Monday. And classically, yes. I've done that in my career when I was a much younger person. And you know, I think I was like, that's what you're supposed to do. So with this one, I wanted to make sure that I, you know, I was able to decompress a little bit, come in fresh. And it's not that I probably won't be interacting or doing some things and being doing a lot of thinking. But I know in one industry I was in for a while, these guys would make it a point as a high performing type industry, and they would actually go on a retreat for, you know, 5 days and just think and goal plan and sit there and do that type of thing. So I don't know if I'll have it that structured, but you know, that's kind of my thought process with that. So
Well, I mean, it's hard to believe it's been 6.5 years. I remember when you came here, you and your family came here. I remember, you know, some of the first meetings that we had, discussions we had, talking with you, and it's just amazing it's been 6.5 years. But I know one thing I can say is that you've done a heck of a job. You really have, and you've always been very accessible and easy to talk to, and you know, like you said earlier, being involved in the community. And we may not agree on everything, as you said, the community may not agree with everything that everybody does, but if you have that respect or earn that respect and you have those relationships and connections, it makes it easier to work together to come up with solutions and ideas. And so I've always appreciated you because, one, if I had a question, you didn't duck me or anything like that. You might have thought about it, but you were always got back with me. I always appreciate that. And it was easy to talk with you about whatever it might be, whether how hard or difficult the situation was. And I would imagine many other people would echo my sentiments. And I know the city council, you know, and talking with Mayor Nas, like, hey, big shoes to fill because you did such a great job with the 6.5 years. But as you said, somebody will have different ideas, and there'll be probably areas that they will not do as well as you, but will do better at in some things. And that's the same thing with my position, you know, or, you know, Waterside Wake Up. We've had changes, and then I'm back in the saddle again. I don't know if that's gonna happen with you back in the saddle again for you. But that's what it is for me for Waterside Wake Up anyway. But I really do appreciate, and the great thing is you're staying here. I think that would have been the complete bummer for a lot of people to be like, all right, he's been here, and now the whole family's leaving. Yeah, so that's the great thing. You're still going to be around.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Yeah, and again, I'll just restate that, and just you know, again, a lot of that. Or all that success really is just our great council and staff. You know, we've got employees and sometimes it's easy, you know, the government worker moniker, but again, we've got great people that get things done. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've kind of always put it when things really hit the fan, who do they call? You know, we're there and make great things happen. So that's what makes it really easy just to sit here and kind of be the facilitator and lever puller and we got people that can make it happen because I can't make it happen.
Right.
You know, so that's what's been kind of a joy the last couple of years is that, you know, it's kind of guiding that ship and come up with the ideas and dealing with some of the table setting. And then here we go. We got the people and the body, the governing body and the citizens to make it happen. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you accomplished a lot in your 6.5 years, and best of luck at Rolling Hills.
Well, thank you.
And we know where you live, and have your phone number, unless you change everything around with that.
No.
Jason's going to go to hiding for 2 weeks and never come out.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for letting us have that. I think this was kind of a thing we just kind of came up with. You know, I know you had always had Community Matters, but allowing me to come on once a month, you know, I think we did that early on to kind of always be a little bit more communication with everybody, so hopefully you can continue that. But that's been a great thing to allow me to do that, so it's been fun.
Well, thanks for all your time, we appreciate it. Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, last day May the 19th. I guess apply if you're looking for a job.
There's
an opening there for the city manager of Beloit. A lot of openings that are out there, including one here at the radio station, too. So, Jason, thanks again for all your time. We greatly
appreciate
it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
8:11, our time, 45 degrees. Community Matters brought to you as always by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit.